afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom. I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul. We're going to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It is Wednesday, October 13th, 2021. Hey, Butch.
Hey, Melody. How are you today?
I'm doing just perfect. Thank you.
Just perfect. All right.
Just you can't perfect beat that, for a 39-year-old. Just perfect for a 39-year-old.
golly. I won't say a word. You go right ahead.
Okay. Well, you know, I am anxious to get into the market report today. We had a great day in gold today. It was up almost 2%, $31, $32, and we're still off the high by 5 at $1,792. Silver was up a little over 2%, up 48 cents at $23.11. Platinum was up $13 at $1,024, with palladium up 65 at $2,204. The USDX today was down 0.49 at 94.02. Oh, crude oil took a big drop today, a whole 10 cents at $80.54. Paper markets today, they're still, you know, struggling to keep going into the green. The Dow was basically flat at 34,377. S&P was up 13 at 43.63. NASDAQ was up 105. 14,571. The Asian markets, Shanghai was higher, Nikkei was lower, Europe was green across the board. The bonds, oh, it's dropping from that 1.6, it reached 1.54%, 1.54%. And, yeah, there's a lot of things going on with the Fed saying that it could begin gradual tapering process by mid-November. That's a joke, but anyway, we'll talk about that later on in the program. We have Wendy Wilson joining us today from Apothecary Herbs. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Melody, and hello, Pastor Butch.
Hello, Wendy. How are you today? You sound really chipper.
I'm doing okay. I had some caffeine.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Didn't I sound chipper?
Yes, but
sorta.
You always sound chipper. Remember, I asked
well,
you.
Well,
I
had no coffee, so.
Okay. Well, you said you're perfect for 39, and I can't argue that point.
Oh, okay. Wow, 39? Dang.
Yeah.
Woo! All right. Well, I thought we'd talk about your memory perception, okay?
For 39-year-olds?
Yeah, I think it works. We came across some new research, you know, on how faulty and uncertain our memories are. Now, science is publishing research suggesting the human mind doesn't remember as well as we think it does. And as usual, this type of research is designed to create issues, I think, in order to promote drug therapy. So I thought we'd take a look at this crazy stuff. It's a brain study. It happened in September 2021. New York University published their findings on how the mind works to promote memories, okay? So the research is saying that our working memory, well, it's more uncertain with memory content. So the neural responses of the brain create decisions and how we act and how our memories are stored. So therefore, there must be something wrong with our neural pathways to create uncertain memories, according to this research. So what is even more concerning, though, is that the science is suggesting that our decisions are uncertain, as uncertain as our memories. So does that kind of sound like, you know, one world order kind of stuff, where you can't make decisions, let us do it for you?
Yes, it does. Yes, it
yeah.
does.
Now, this research did get published in the September 14th, 2021 issue of Neuron. And let me read you a quote. This is from Professor Hsing-Hung Lee, New York University Department of Neuroscience and Psychology. He says, "Access to the uncertainty in our working memory enables us to determine how much trust our memory is in making decisions." What? You know, it's like they can't trust us to make decisions now. So what the research is really suggesting is the human mind is flawed and in its cognitive abilities to make decisions, learn anything, and store memory. That's where the gist of this research is coming from. So Professor Sang-Hung Lu goes on to say, it's critical for the brain to remember things, but also to weigh how good the memory is. How certain are we that a specific memory is actually accurate? Studies on human behavior show that people are able to evaluate their memories. Less clear is, however, the brain achieves this. So they've been, you know, mapping the brain for a while now. They're wanting to understand how the brain actually stores memories, retrieves them. They even have drugs now where they want to remove a memory. So they can give you a drug and your memory goes away. Did you know that?
Yes, what? I have heard that before. Yes,
memory?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, I call it brain wipe, where, you know, just, you know, take it away. So your brain has certain signals, and the research team had two groups of participants to test, and they monitored their brain's activities under MRI scans. And they find this region of the brain that records memories, and that was their target of research. So when they were analyzing the brain signals to that region of the brain, they mapped out the area that stores the memory. So testing their participants how to predict accurate and inaccurate memory by conditioning a stimulus. So they discovered by creating doubt in the minds of the participants, they were actually naturally went back over the information. That's what your brain does when you have any kind of doubt. Your brain automatically retraces just to double check your memory. It's a natural action of the brain. And to double check it, and so if you discern that your memory made a mistake or the information is the mistake, you know, the manipulative stimuli, then your brain makes a decision, and they're trouble checking where this happens in the brain. So I believe they can pinpoint that area with drugs to manipulate that area. Oh. So here's the other thing they found out. This was research now that was they were mentioning it that was done in June 2017, which says science is interested in cracking the brain's memory codes. So, of course, you know, the research is leaning towards benefiting patients with, you know, cognitive and neurological illnesses. But what else could this research be used for? Here's a quote from that research by the National Institute of Health that says, one study suggests the human brain etches each memory into unique firing patterns of individual neurons. So the brain can replay these memories faster than when they were actually stored, which I think is fascinating. Mm. So you can pull up the memory faster than when you actually experienced it and your brain remembered it. They go on to say, oh, no, this was Mark Twain. You'll like this, Pastor Butch, and you too, Melanie. Mark Twain said in the 1900s, he says, when I was younger, I could remember anything, whether it happened or not. So what could be the causes? Well, aside from age, there are other factors that contribute to memory issues. So stress, anxiety, sleep deprivation, depression, they can all contribute to us experiencing short-term memory issues. Long-term memory loss, though, can be also from that, as well as drug use or trauma. So a lot of times you can have a brain wipe or memory issues based on drug-induced issues. So drugs can be both recreational and they can also be prescription. For instance, your cardiovascular disease medications seem to be one of the biggest contributors to memory loss, your statin drugs, for instance, because it removes a lot of the cholesterol and your brain has to have cholesterol for memory. So most would agree that your memory or your cognitive brain function is really not inevitable as you grow older, and there are plenty of elderly folks that have full cognitive function, and they're shopper's attack. Have you met some of those, Pastor Butch? I have. They're really sharp.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I had an uncle once. I went to this birthday gathering down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and they rented this hall for this gathering. And when I got there, my uncle greeted me and he proceeded to introduce me to everybody there in this room. There must have been 200 or 300 people there. And he knew everybody's name. He was sharp as a tack. He was in his late 50s. But, today people can't even remember a phone number. It's all stored in their phone. They don't remember stuff, you know? So let's get to this brain wipe thing through prescriptions that interfere with your memory. And I've seen it firsthand with people taking a lot of their blood pressure drugs, cholesterol drugs. Within a very short time, they have difficulty with their memory. Other drugs also affect memory and cognitive abilities, and they would be drugs like your anti-anxiety medications, your benzodiazepines, also anything that's used for anxiety and depression, muscle spasm drugs, insomnia, seizures, drugs like I think women back in the 50s called it their nerve pill to help them with agitation. Any of those things can actually interfere with memory. So the problem with these meds is that they tend to build up in the patient's system, and they can even cause some more serious conditions like delirium and increase a person's risk of actually falling and have an accident. So a lot of times our elderly are on these type of drugs, and they can actually fall due to the medication, break a hip, and that kind of thing. I don't know if you've ever heard of a family doing that, but I have. Now, you've probably also heard that the one class of heart drugs that causes that memory and accidents is your statin memory drugs. These are the cholesterol drugs. And you may have some family member that's taking them, Lipitor, Lescol, Mevacor, Zocor, any Crestor, any of these cholesterol drugs can actually interfere with memory. And how does it work like that? Well, these drugs reduce the cholesterol, which I mentioned, which is necessary for the brain to use for connections between your nerve cells, which are vital for memory and learning. So a lot of folks don't realize that not all the cholesterol is bad, and the brain is an organ that contains 1/4 of the body's cholesterol. And once you wipe it out with these drugs, you're going to be stressed. The brain's going to be stressed. So the good news is, the brain wipe side effects from these drugs is reversible when you get off the drug. And this is from the Journal of Pharmacology in 2009. It was their FDA report follow-up on the statin drugs. So just remember, it's not really dementia and Alzheimer's. It could be drug-induced.
Wow.
Right. Now, some other medications.
Well, what you're saying is statin drugs, something most of us already knew, but they can cause Alzheimer's, dementia, or at least the symptoms of it.
Right. And so your doctor should at your drug list and what you're on that could be causing even disorientation, short-term memory problems, and, you know, these things can build up in the system, these toxins from the drugs, and even some over-the-counter stuff can do that, like your Pepcid AC, your Tagamet for digestive issues, Zantac. A lot of people have rapid onset of confusion and delirium because their tolerance level may be lower and different. So a lot of those drugs can be a problem too. So you got to look at the drug therapy to see if it's the cause. Other medications that you might want to think about that could cause memory or confusion, certain antibiotics can do that, as well as diabetic medicines, cold or allergy drugs, pain medicines, sleeping aids, tranquilizers, barbiturates, all can give you that neurological issue, and doctors need to look at the drug list first, in my opinion.
Wow.
So it may be that you're not just old and having problems. It may be you're drugged and having problems.
That makes perfect sense.
Right. So there's a growing issue for the need of drugs for respiratory diseases like COPD. A lot of the elderly are prescribed a lot of medicines, and you kind of have interactions between them. So a lot of doctors don't check for interactions. I know this because I worked for a bunch of them that didn't even check. And the main health areas to be concerned about where the drugs that are prescribed causing a lot of memory and cognitive disabilities are drugs for diabetes, cardiac disease, respiratory diseases like COPD, renal failure medicines, systematic infection types of medications, hormone imbalance treatments, also your cancer drugs, and degenerative eye disease medications like macular degeneration stuff. So many of these drugs produce a toxic buildup in the tissues and can also cause not only memory issues but hearing loss.
Mm.
Yeah. So people really need to do their homework.
What'd you
on
say?
Their meds. Yeah. I said people really need to do their homework on their meds. A lot of times when you go to the drugstore and you get your little printout of side effects, that's pretty much the top 10 the most common. A lot of times you may fall into the less common side effect that's not even on the list. So a way to check that, if you don't have the internet, to check up on that, where you can type in your search engine the drug name and then side effects. Like WebMD will have an extended list where it'll give you the top 10, and then you can click that link that said extended list, and then you can see the less common and even rare side effects for your drugs. But if you don't have the internet, there's a way you can check this. Your library and your bookstore will have a, what is called a physician's desk reference. It's called a PDR for short, physician's desk reference. And you can look at your drug up in there, because all the side effects are printed there by law, and the drug companies have to print that. So nothing should be hidden from you in the PDR if you want to check it out. You can also see drug interaction stuff, because that's where the doctor should cross-reference your drug therapies. And if you're seeing specialists other than your general practitioner, a lot of times they may not know what you're taking, especially if you don't tell them what you're taking. You don't bring your bottle with you to your doctor. You forget because you're on a drug that makes you forget. So you really need to have yourself or a family member double check that for you.
All righty.
All right, sounds good.
Well, so, you know, it may not be you. It could be the medicine. So always look at that first. That's my big thing when people I talk to. I say, well, you know, what are you taking? And often I'll say, well, that's notorious for messing with your mind. And they're shocked to hear that, you know, because a lot of times when you go to your doctor, you get a prescription. Your doctor's not going to tell you all these side effects, because you'd run from it. You wouldn't get it. You wouldn't feel it. So be advised. Always do your homework there. I don't know about you, but we're having the last day of our fall or autumn sale at Apothecary Herbs. So today's the last day to get 20% off of your order of $50 or more. Details are on the website, thepowerherbs.com, or they can definitely call us at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, and of course we have our new catalog too, so ask for that.
All right, well, we appreciate it, Wendy.
Yeah.
So you are Wendy, right? My memory, you know.
Yeah, I know. It's great to be 39, let me tell you.
Yeah, you know what, let me tell you, it is.
I don't know if my memory goes back that far, but maybe it does. That's over 20 years ago for me, but it's good to stay sharp as a tack, right, Pastor Butch? And I think if you look at those Super 8 reels of World War II and Victory Day in Hawaii on the YouTube, you can't find people that are overweight in those videos. Did you know that?
That's true.
Because fast food didn't exist then.
That's very true.
All right, give us your number one more time. We're just about ready to head into break.
Okay, 866-229-3663. The Power Herbs. Take care, man.
Thank you, Wendy. And we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC Talk Radio. TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Please make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for a weekly newsletter. And lots of silver is being, well, gold is too, but tons of silver, literally tons of silver is being sold. And the premiums are rising. We're getting close to the end of the year. Premium is going to be tight and get tighter. We go through this every year. I should just shut down for the end of the year because it just gets crazy. People get impatient. And you have to be patient. Everybody thinks, you know, they want to get it before something nasty happens, and I understand that, but you're just still going to have to be patient. So, but it's been kind of exciting, Butch.
Yes.
And but
well, gold and silver both took a big increase today. That's wonderful.
Yeah, that's great. And it certainly will wear down a 39-year-old.
And is there any indication why gold and silver took that big increase today? What's behind it that we
know?
Well,
you know, there's so much this talk about the disruptions, inflation. Today we also had another report, consumer price index rises 5.4%, and that rose more than expected. They're certainly blaming it on energy costs. And, of course, you have to exclude food and energy. That gain was just 0.2%. And for food and 4%, you know, for energy. Energy and food prices climbed while used car prices, which had been a central story in the inflation picture this year, did decline a little bit. But again, I mean, this is what it's about. I think everybody sees the writing on the wall. Where we're headed, you're beginning to see empty shelves. The disruption in the supply chain. And I'm sorry, but I was the first one that was talking about supply chain disruptions a year and a half ago.
Yes, you were.
I don't even know if anybody talked me, even mentioned it. And yeah, mine was related to a bike, but it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out. You close down world economies, and the world economies are those who do all the manufacturing. I mean,
yep.
You know, you just put one and one together, and it does equal two. Not in the new math, but in our old math it does, and that's what counts. That's the reality of things. So here we are today. These are symptoms of world economies, world manufacturing closed. So how much worse does it get? I don't know. We'll just have to see what happens and take it from there. But, you know, it's still a lot of follow-through to come through. People aren't working.
There is.
The International Monetary Fund warned that the Fed and its global peers should be preparing contingency plans should inflation prove persistent. So that's going to mean raising interest rates sooner than expected to control the price gains. So they're going to start raising rates, and they can't service the debt, whether it be government or corporations globally. So, yeah, it's going to prove to be very interesting.
Well, I know from talking to several people, or many people over a period of time, that financially they're starting to struggle a little more. They never maybe were wealthy people, but they're having a harder time just keeping the essentials working, you know, the utilities and the doctor bills and insurances. They're in a tougher time. And the article we'll share in a minute proves what I've been hearing talking to our listeners. Things are getting tougher for people. They truly are. They say inflation is 5.4% or whatever, and that's an increase from last year, they said. The real inflation, Melody, has to be closer to 15% in what I'm seeing price gains personally. You know, it's got to be that much. Got to be that much. And what people understand, that means your dollar is worthless. People always ask me, well, I thought the dollar was going to collapse. It is collapsing. Been collapsing since it took gold from behind the dollar in 1933.
That's
been
right.
Collapsing. And big
That's
time
right.
since 1964 and took silver out of it. The dollar is collapsing. But they can't let it go overnight. At least not now. They have to keep it circulating. They have something that people have put their trust in. And the masses still haven't figured out that they don't carry money in their wallets. They carry paper fiat currency, which is a Federal Reserve note. It's a debt instrument, and they have never grasped that idea. Really, they still think that once they get a $20 bill, they take out money. That's not money, is it?
No, it isn't. Even after they come out and talk about inflation, you have old, you know, this guy should be arrested, Jamie Dimon from J.P. Morgan Chase. You know, he took the transitory side of inflation argument, and he talks about where the current conditions are going to clear up and inflation won't be a factor in 2022. No, he makes $30 million a year. Yeah, inflation isn't going to be a factor for him. And what do you think a banker is going to say? Oh, inflation's going to be terrible. Of course not. So it's just such a joke. But you're right, Butch. Since they took us off the gold standard, they took us off the silver, we have inflation every single day.
We do.
Your dollar buys less, and it will continue to buy less until we go into a more, when they begin to start defaulting on the debt. And it's really that simple. We have debt too great to be paid.
You know, just to give an idea, I hardly ever buy soft drinks. That's something I don't drink a lot of. But a soft drink today is at least a dollar a bottle. Maybe $1.25. Would that be fair? Am I guessing that wrong?
I would figure it's. I have no idea.
I'm gonna say $1.25. That's probably average. But I can remember buying soft drinks for 7 cents a bottle. I can remember that.
And then you could take the bottle back to the store and get the nickel back.
Well, I got 3 cents back. I took it back. Actually, it's 10 cents. I took it back. Got 3 cents back. So it means a Coke cost 7 cents. Well, if it's a dollar and a quarter now, and that may be underpriced. I have no idea. Or even a dollar. How much of an increase is that, Melody, over the last 50 years?
What?
It's phenomenal. Phenomenal. And this article says serious financial problems afflict 40% of U.S. households in recent months. And I want to repeat that. In recent months. Now, folks, why is that? They were doing okay up until now. They were not wealthy, perhaps, but they were doing okay. Now it's afflicting 40% of the U.S. households in recent months, of course, because of the inflation that's being caused by this COVID hoax taking down the world. Households struggle to afford medical care and food, with figure rising to 59% for those with income under $50,000 a year. So, right, that's 60% of those who are making $50,000 a year or less. And most people I know make $50,000 a year or less, folks, especially retired people. So about 59% of them are having a hard time making it. Nearly 40% of U.S. households have faced serious financial problems, including struggling to afford medical care and food in the last few months, according to a survey published on Tuesday. The survey by NPR, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health also showed that in those last few months, as the U.S. struggled to contain the infectious disease dealt to the coronavirus variant, the percentage of households reporting serious financial problems rose to 59% when they had income under $50,000 a year. Among those lower-income households, 30% said they had lost all their savings during the coronavirus pandemic. And, folks, I don't know how much people out there are. I'm sure that I couldn't last long either if I hadn't thought ahead and took advice from Melody and other places. I would still been paying for a house, and I've been in trouble. So I'm so thankful I listened to these people, and I bought some silver and precious metals in advance and paid the place off. Nonetheless, It doesn't take long to wipe out a savings account. It doesn't take long, especially with inflation building. It doesn't take long to, when you have to pay maybe rent or house payments and car payments and the utilities. No, it doesn't take long. Reports of serious financial problems were not equal across racial and ethnic groups. 57% of Latinos, 56% of black people, and 50% of Native Americans, and they had experienced serious financial problems in the past few months compared to 29% of white people. Well, I don't know why they bring color into it, but the point of it is inflation and expenses are killing the eating people alive. Many people, I know if people think, well, $50,000 a year is nothing. And it really isn't. It's nothing. But a lot of people I know make far less than that, and they're having a hard time making ends meet. Now, that's just it's just a sad fact, but it's true. See, anything you want to add to that?
No, I mean, I agree. I mean, things are becoming difficult for a lot of families. And I think, you know, they come up with all kinds of excuses and reasons and blame and everything else to cover up what the true problem is. Because heaven forbid, they can't talk about the true problem. Not when the U.S. dollar is still used globally. It's the world reserve currency. Maybe it's not as much as 90% anymore. Maybe that's dropped to, you know, 70. But still a heck of a lot of power that it has. But it's dropping. And again, the value is dropping.
Yes, it is. And as it loses value on a worldwide market, that means that the products we import cost us more, doesn't it?
Yes.
Think about that, folks. China doesn't mean cheap any longer. But here's something to be excited about. Social Security's COLA, largest in decades as inflation jumps. Now, wait a minute. Inflation not all that bad, they said, but according to Social Security, they need a largest increase in decade because inflation has jumped quite a bit. Means that retirees in Social Security will get a 5.9% boost in benefits for 2022. The biggest cost of living adjustments in 39 years following a burst in inflation as the economy struggles to shake off the drag of the coronavirus pandemic. The COLA, as it's commonly called, amounts to $92 a month for the average retired worker, according to estimates released Wednesday by the Social Security Administration. That marks an abrupt break from a long law of inflation that saw cost of living adjustments averaging just 1.65% over the past 10 years. So we get a 5.9% increase. Average, as I said, is $92 a month. Some people are going to get less, some maybe a little more. But if you're getting $100 a month, they say increase, that's great. That is wonderful. But that doesn't go very far in medical and food bills.
Pardon, I lost you there. Are you still with us?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can now.
I said, even the average of $92 a month increase in pay. If you're getting $100 a month, though, increase Social Security. $100 a month doesn't go a long ways to put food on the table and pay medical bills, does it?
No, it doesn't.
So I'm glad people, I'll be getting it too. I'm glad. I'm tickled. But folks, it's a drop in the bucket to what's really going on. This will accept the fact it's a drop in the bucket. Now even the White House is saying there'll be things that people can't get at Christmas. White House officials scrambling to relieve global supply of bottlenecks choking U.S. ports, highways, and railways, warning Americans may face higher prices. And some empty shelves this Christmas season. Supply crisis driven in part by the global COVID-19 pandemic not only threatens to dampen U.S. spending at a critical time, it also poses a political risk for President Joe Biden, which, you know, who cares? But anyway, if many businesses depend on the holiday season to make a profit for the year. If this doesn't happen, then businesses could be seriously suffering enough to go out of business. Melody, you and I both know that the holiday seasons are when businesses really try to get enough income to make up for the losses all year long, don't they?
That's true, and I was trying to find this. I saw the headline. I guess this was today, where the UPS, FedEx, Walmart commit to 24/7 hours to alleviate the L.A. port crunch. The White House says the Port of Los Angeles, UPS, FedEx, and Walmart. Walmart! Doesn't that tell you? They're going to commit 24/7 hours to alleviate the crunch that threatens to leave presents missing from under Christmas trees. It's like, you know what? The problem is a little bit bigger than that, sir. So there's nearly 100 massive container ships idled off the L.A. coastline. And so that's all they care about is what you buy for Christmas. That's all they care about. Anyway.
How sweet of them. But yes. On the other hand, companies like Walmart and others said companies scrapping for staff ahead of the holidays. All employers want for Christmas is some holiday help, but they might not get their wish. Companies that typically hire thousands of seasonal workers, are heading into the holidays during one of the tightest job markets in decades, make it unlikely they'll find all the workers they need. For shoppers, it might mean a less than jolly holiday shopping experience with unstaffed store aisles and online hoarders that take longer than usual to fill. Job openings are already plentiful, allowing job seekers to be pickier about where they work. There were 10.4 million job openings at the end of August and 11.1 million openings the month before, the highest on record since at least December 2000, when they started recording that figure. At the same time, the Labor Department said that the number of people quitting the job jumped to 4.3 million in August. Wow. Even before the holiday hiring season, employers were so desperate to find workers that they raised their pay above $15 an hour, started offering four-figure sign-on bonuses, and promised to pay their schooling. Woo! But that yielded only limited success. If they can find the workers they need in time for the holidays, employers will likely rely on existing staff to work more overtime, which can become costly for the businesses and lead to burnout from workers. Gee, 4.3 million quit in August. They got jobs that nobody wants to fill. So where are the people? Where are they going? What are they living on? Who's paying them? That's in my mind,
government.
That's a mystery. Yeah, I guess it has to be.
Government.
It has to be. Somebody's got to make up the slack. So people have to start thinking through these things. If there's 4.3 million quitting and it means the job's open, nobody wants them, who's feeding those people? We are. Like me and you.
Well, you know what's interesting about these airlines that with the big debate with the vaccine and so forth, a lot of those people are taking off because they figure they're going to get fired, and a lot of them have vacations, a lot of them have,
right,
you know, hours, time off, they'll lose. So a lot of them are taking that. Hey, here's the music. We're heading into break. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. And what else do we have to talk about today?
Well, this next article seriously makes sense of why the unions are doing this now. More than 100,000 workers threaten strikes as unions flex muscles. And by the way, before the break, you mentioned United Airlines. A federal judge has ordered United Airlines that they cannot, at this time, force a mandate on the workers. They have now until October 31st to try to come up with a solution. So United Airlines is kind of in a quandary, to tell you the truth. They really are. About 2,400 flights canceled the other day, and they're really in a mess. Some people are getting upset, and I don't blame them. But anyway, more than 100,000 workers are threatening strikes as union flexes muscles. Workers in various industries nationwide are threatening to go on strike in a sweeping effort to secure higher pay and better working conditions. More than 100,000 unionized employees between Hollywood Productions crew members, John Deere factory workers, and Kaiser Permanente nurses have overwhelmingly voted to authorize strikes and are preparing to join the picket line unless they get stronger collective bargaining agreements. Thousands already on strike, including 2,000 New York hospital workers, 700 Massachusetts nurses, and 1,400 Kellogg plant workers in Michigan, Nebraska, Pennsylvania, and Tennessee. The wave of strikes comes as a key moment for labor groups, which have steadily lost ground in recent decades amid anti-union legislation and corporate crackdown on organizing. But with companies now struggling to find employees, unions are finding leverage in their effort to boost frontline wages that have historically been limited due to a steady supply of applicants willing to take over lower paying jobs. So the unions are going to be stronger now than they ever have been, folks, probably through all this mess. In a near unanimous vote Monday, union representing more than 24,000 Kaiser Permanente nurses and other health care workers in California and Oregon authorized a potential strike after contract negotiations stalled. Roughly 38,000 Kaiser workers are now authorized their union leaders to call a strike if necessary. So, yeah, unions are going to gain power here. There's no doubt about it because people don't want to work. The ones that are working are going to demand more. And the employers don't have much choice because they can't find workers anyway. They're in a very strong position. And by the way, a different topic very quickly. West Virginia Mel is going to start paying people that move here $12,000. For the first year they should come up here to move here. I'll let you know that. So, $12,000 if you just move to the state. And I was reading today where some people have from different places, and they seem to love it. One of them was from Chicago. She said that her whole life changed because of the different culture here, obviously. But they get $12,000 moving to West Virginia.
Yeah, but you know what? Isn't it amazing? You have governments paying people.
Oh, I know that. And
it's just like, doesn't anybody see what's wrong with that? Yeah, we're paying. You're paying people to move to your state to ruin it.
That's very true. We've lost population.
People ruin it, but the government ruins it.
Well, sometimes the people bring in a lot of ideas we don't like here, to tell you the truth.
I know. That's what happens. I always move to small towns. When I get there, they're small towns. And then you have all these other people that move in. I had a customer back in the 90s. They moved from California to New Mexico. And they were up in the mountains, and I guess they had plumbing problems on a Saturday morning, and they couldn't get a plumber until Monday. And she told me that her husband was all upset because if they still were living in California, they'd be able to have it fixed, that afternoon or an hour after the problem and so forth. And she says, we moved away from all of that, and this is just – but they will change things. I'll guarantee you now and today he could probably find a plumber that same day. And, it's great to have convenience, and it all comes back to convenience, Butch.
Oh, it does, yes. Yes, it does.
We're so spoiled. We're so spoiled.
And soft. Microsoft. No one does anything for themselves anymore. I expect that most people listening to this broadcast, not most, a lot of them listening to this broadcast, probably wouldn't know how to plant a garden if they had a place to plant it. We've lost that knowledge, I guess you could say.
We lost the ability to survive.
We have. We truly have. I mean, back in the days when you used to work gardens and haul water from a pump somewhere and, you know, heat with wood and coal or whatever they had in handy, that's gone. If the natural gas price gets high, can't afford it, or electricity gets high, can't afford it, people won't know what to do.
Work ethics have changed. You don't find too many people in today's world that would work beyond their end of day time just to make sure that things get completed.
I agree.
And whether they get paid for it or not. Granted, they should be paid for it, but I remember growing up working, if my desk was full, I mean, I work late, many times I didn't get paid for it, just because that was my job. Different world we live in, and that tells us just how old we are.
Well, you're just 39, I realize that, but yeah.
Yeah.
But that, you know, and this goes on, the more workers, hospital systems purge, notice that word, thousands of workers to engineer healthcare collapse just as a dark winter die-off accelerates. This is by Natural News, Mike Adams. The purge of hospital workers with natural immunity is now underway. These people had already been sick and are well and have natural immunity. With the Epic Times reporting that a large New York healthcare system has fired 1,400 employees, refusing to be injected with toxic spike protein nanoparticle bioweapons that are mislabeled vaccines. In Michigan, the Henry Ford Hospital has seen the resignation of 400 employees refuse to commit vaccine suicide, prompting the hospital CEO to grin and brag about how his workers are now nearly 100% vaccinated. Now, if that isn't stupidity, since these guys quit, we get 100%. But anyway, the Vermont Daily Chronicle reveals that 76% of COVID deaths are now occurring among vaccinated individuals. 76%. As more time goes by, this number will, of course, increase, given that antibody-dependent enhancement, ADE, worsens health outcomes in vaccinated individuals over time. This fact was recently revealed in DOD JIC Project Salus document, first publicized by attorney Thomas Rentz and covered in his bombshell interview. So, folks, believe me, this could be a really, really rough winter for a lot of reasons. I mean, a lot of reasons. Financially, of course, inflation and who knows what else. But if the healthcare facilities are short-staffed, doctors are short-staffed, and you have to go to the hospital, God forbid that happen, this is not going to be good. Melody, I foresee them turning people away to the hospital because of this situation. I mean, I really do. I see this happening. Go ahead.
No, I mean, I agree with you. It's not going to be a good situation.
It isn't. And it's being manufactured. As I said, they're purging their workforce. Yeah. For whatever reason, whether they do it ignorantly or getting paid for it is, I mean, the FDA.
The shareholders will make more money.
That's very true. That's very true. Folks, so this is really serious. I mean, and when you get to be my age, I'm only 39, I'm a little bit older than that. You know, things can happen, and you don't want to go to the doctor, and if it can't get in the hospital, and this is going to be serious. That's all I can say. I don't know how to word it more than that, but this is going to be, they call it, dark winter, probably the darkest one we had in this nation since I've been alive. That's been more than 39 years, too, I want to tell you that. But anyway, Walgreens closing more stores in San Francisco due to organized theft. This is in America. This is a place where morality was somewhat expected and kept. But we took God out of everything, so now it's falling apart, as we're told it would do in Colossians chapter 3. But anyway, Walgreens is closing more stores in San Francisco due to organized retail theft in the city. The retailer made the announcement on Tuesday saying 5 stores will close next month. Retail theft across our San Francisco stores has continued to increase in the past few months to 5 times our chain average, Walgreens spokesperson Phil Carrizo told the news outlet, noting that theft has increased despite increased security. Alicia Safai, who is a supervisor for Walgreens in San Francisco, said that the closure of the Mission Street location is devastating, devastating according to the San Francisco Gate. It had been a staple for seniors, families, and children for decades. Now, folks, repeat that. It's been a staple for seniors, families, and children for decades. In other words, it's needed. This is a sad day for San Francisco, Safari added. We can't continue to let these anchor institutions close so that so many people really rely on them. Walgreens has reportedly closed nearly 10 stores in San Francisco since 2019. The drugstore chain claimed one location. The city lost nearly $1,000 a day in theft. $1,000 a day in theft. And you tell me that morality is not important? And we just read a few days ago, Melody, that they discovered that reading children books with morals in them is good for the children. I wish you figured that out a long time ago. I mean, it's ridiculous, and it's sad. Really sad.
Many years ago, I worked for a department store in their credit department, and theft was unbelievable at that point in time. I mean, it's always been a problem. Always has been a problem. Yeah. But what makes this so different is it's organized.
That's it.
It's, you know, before you get people running in there grabbing a couple shirts under your shirt or whatever it might be and, you know, try to escape and so forth, but it still added up to a lot of money. I mean, this is organized. And, you know, what's interesting is with all this COVID stuff, all you heard was from some of these mainstream media announcers were, you know, the inner cities, the blacks and the browns couldn't get vaccines because there were no drugstores in order to provide the vaccinations for these folks and for these I don't know if they were just relating strictly to inner city and so forth. But here you have Walgreens that provides those services, and they have to close them because of organized crime, theft. So, I mean, they're hurting themselves. These communities are hurting. Not everyone in these communities are like that. They do need these services. But you know what? Their voices aren't heard over the politicians because the politicians just use everything for their benefit, for their elections, for their campaigns. And whatever they need to do for a vote. So it's almost like, in these inner cities and in these some communities, they don't have a chance.
That's so sad because they can't afford to leave.
It is.
They're stuck.
No. And how do you think inflation is helping them? But, hey, they're politicians in those areas. Instead of, you know, trying to clean up crime and find jobs for them and so forth, they'll just say, hey, here's another government dollar for you.
Sure.
Vote for me.
Yep. We'll pay you to quit. We'll pay you to quit drinking and doing drugs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
And, folks, you know, we talked about this over a period of months several times here on the broadcast here in our church service and other places. They're trying to outlaw meat production. They're wanting fake meat, and they're getting it. They're actually next year, Israel will be making fake meat and selling it to the United States. They're sorry, in some restaurants. Steaks could become champagne-like luxury. I'm not making this up. The boss of Europe's top meat processor said beef will become a luxury like champagne because of the climate impact of producing it. Yeah, folks, you believe that, right? Cows pass gas, we got a problem. But anyway, beef is not going to be a super climate friendly, said Danish Crown Chief Executive Officer Charles Valeur said in an interview with Danish newspaper Berlingske. It will be a luxury product that we eat when we want to treat ourselves. Valeur said pork will be more climate friendly protein. Danish Crown is one of Europe's largest pork producers, although it also is a player in the beef market. Meat companies are coming under pressure to curb greenhouse gases, with 57% of all food industry emissions coming from making animal products, according to one study. Tackling methane emissions from livestock is one of the most critical climate challenges for producers. I told you folks are passing gas. That's methane. So we got to get rid of the cows. My goodness. But I'm laughing, but it isn't funny. You better enjoy your next steak because it might be one of the last ones you get. And this is a fact. And the Spanish Supreme Court, it's equivalent to our Supreme Court, disrules that COVID's a hoax and orders government to come clean and admit the truth. This is, folks, this is for real headline. They're going to be forced to confess that the COVID virus has never been isolated, so the court ruled that they had to make it public. If taken to the court, every government around the world will be forced to admit the same thing. Not because the virus has never been isolated, but because it's been patented, and if they admit that, they are admitting that it's a bioweapon, and that's it. So they never found it, but they patent it. How? So they said it's a bioweapon. That's pretty clear. But Spain's Supreme Court said no more. That's it. But would you believe, I'm running out of time to know that, but used cars to be rapidly phased out during transition to electric. They want this done in most nations in the next 8 years. They want transition to electric cars. They said, I'm very optimistic that in less than 5 years we have harmonized standards in all of Africa. In less than 8 years, we can have the whole world introduce those minimum standards, give or take a few countries. So, folks, get ready. You're going to have a hard time finding an internal combustion engine in a car pretty soon, at least over the next 8 years or so. And that's even told my son, who works for an auto dealer, said they told him the same thing. You're going to have a hard time finding internal combustion cars, and probably one day they'll be outlawed. And California just passed a law to ban all off-road small engines, lawnmowers, chainsaws, everything. There you are. And we're out of time.
Unbelievable. That hour went quick, but we'll be back tomorrow. And until then, folks, be safe out there. Good night, and God bless.
Pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.